This is VOA News. The remote, I'm Carissa Melton. Media reports say U.S. President-elect Joe Biden plans to cancel the permit for the $9 billion Keystone XL pipeline project as one of his first acts in office. President Donald Trump had made building the pipeline a central promise of his presidential campaign. Biden was vice president in the Obama administration when it rejected the project as contrary to its efforts to combat climate change. The Canadian Broadcasting Corporation reported that the words "rescind Keystone XL pipeline permit" appear on a list of executive actions likely scheduled for the first day of Biden's presidency. The project, which would move oil from the Canadian province of Alberta to the U.S. state of Nebraska, had been slowed by legal issues in the United States and by opposition from environmentalists. Construction on the pipeline is well underway in Canada, with the international border crossing complete. Former Democratic President Barack Obama axed the project in 2015, saying Canada would reap most of the economic benefits, while the project would add to greenhouse gas emissions. South Korean President Moon Jae-in said on Monday that U.S. President-elect Joe Biden should hold talks with North Korea to build on progress that President Trump had made with leader Kim Jong-un. Biden takes office Wednesday amid a prolonged stalemate in negotiations aimed at dismantling North Korea's nuclear and missile programs in exchange for U.S. sanctions relief. Moon said he hopes to promote North Korea as Biden's foreign policy priority, so the new U.S. president will follow through on an agreement reached by Trump and Kim at their first summit in Singapore. They vowed in a joint statement to establish new relations and work toward complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. However, talks later fell apart. This is VOA News.